Prologue. Archangel Uriel had requested a meeting with Jesus. In fact, he'd made the trip back upstairs for this specific reason. It was time to fulfill his destiny. He was wearing his very best robe, the white one with the black embroidery around the edges, neckline, and cuffs. The woman who had made it for him refused any kind of payment, saying it was an honor to make something for an archangel. Uri held her in the highest regard, but couldn't actually remember her name if pressed. He sat in Jesus' waiting room, back straight, eyes front. Today, this was all business, and he was ready. There were several others in the waiting room, and Uri absently took stock of them. A small man with a Fu Manchu mustache wearing what appeared to be a robe made from burlap and horse shit. Nice. Uri assumed his goat was tethered somewhere outside. Probably from Pittsburgh, he assumed. There was a woman in a wool business suit, maybe circa 1950. Next to her was a man who had some kind of Gandhi thing going. Brown skin, toga, skinny, bald, totally pious looking. Wait, was it Gandhi? He looked closer. Yep, Gandhi. Maybe. No, totally him. Interesting. The man met Yuri's eyes and Uri looked away, but not quickly enough.
Uriel?
Gandhi said. Uri looked at the man and smiled thinly. Yes, have we met?
Well, no, sir, Gandhi said. I am Mohandas, but most would know me as just Gandhi.
Uri stared at the man and affected deep thought. No, he said, drawing out the vowel. The name doesn't ring a bell. Sorry, I just can never keep up with all the amazing folks up here. Gandhi, you say? Roman? Uri gestured to Gandhi's white linen wrap.
Oh, heavens, no, sir, Gandhi said, chuckling. But it does not matter. What a pleasure to meet such a historically important figure, the great Uriel the Archangel. One meets the most interesting people in the afterlife.
Well, Uri said, preening a little, unable to help himself. So kind of you to say. I try.
We all try, Gandhi said. You succeed.
Thank you, Uri replied. Gandhi reached into his robes and removed a Sharpie and grabbed the pad of Office of Jesus Christ stationery that was sitting on the waiting room table. Jesus knew people regularly and shamelessly stole these notepads as souvenirs, but that was okay. Jesus actually kept decks of playing cards with his seal on them, an intertwined J and C and very ornate scrollwork, in his office for special guests.
If you don't mind, Gandhi said, can I get an autograph? It is not for me, you understand, but for my nephew.
He smiled sheepishly. Your nephew? Uri asked, raising an eyebrow.
Oh, yes, definitely, Gandhi replied. Hand to God.
He raised his right hand, palm forward, as though taking an oath. Well, okay, Uri said, taking the pen and pad and scratching out a message. Smite 'em. Best wishes, Uriel. HOF AD 384. I better not see that on eBay, Uriel said, pointing a finger like a gun at Gandhi.
Certainly not, said the Mahatma. I will treasure it. I mean, he will treasure it always. Thank you, sir.
Uri sighed.